Las empresas transnacionales están entrando.
This video shows the way multinational big corporations are going in.
Y también muestra de cómo se están construyendo las resistencias.
And as well, it shows how the resistance is growing or is being built or they're building.
La primera resistencia fue en 1994, primero de enero.
In 1994, the 1st of January, one of the first big resistance appeared.
Cheers. Cuando se firmó el Tratado de Libre Comercio, México se incorporó a este tratado. Se levantó un ejército llamado Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional en Chiapas.
The 1st of January, it was the day the North Free Trade Agreement between Canada, North America and Mexico was due to start. And the same day, an army made of indigenous people rose up in arms and they sieged a few cities in Chiapas. And this army was called Zapatista Army of National Liberation.
Ahora sigue la resistencia en Chiapas. Ha habido un proceso muy importante en cuanto a declaraciones autónomas, es decir, que comunidades que estaban antes desplazadas y siguen estando desplazadas, pero ahora se han construido los llamados caracoles.
There's been an important development of this struggle all this year, going towards autonomy and the community who was before desplazados.
Desplazados.
The community, the indigenous community were displaced. Yeah, they recover land and they start to build autonomy. A few years ago, they declared the Caracoles, which is a place where they are trying to organize or do a different kind of way to do politics.
Esto fue como el primer momento de cómo se iniciaba el Plan Puebla Panamá.
This was the first the beginning of the Plan Puebla Panamá.
Ya en acciones concretas de trabajo fue en San Salvador Atenco.
One of a concrete action of work. One of the projects was due to start. One of the first one was in Atenco, which is half an hour outside of Mexico City.
Es el Estado de México donde intentaron construir un aeropuerto internacional.
There was a plan to build the new international airport for Mexico City.
In
2001, which was the time where that institutional revolutionary party who ruled Mexico for 70 years has been knocked down through voting, and the new party was the PRD, led by Fox, with all this the promotion of changes and liberties and democracy in Mexico after this dictatorial authoritarian party that was the institutional party.
Aquí la gente les querían comprar sus tierras a 7 pesos mexicanos el metro cuadrado.
They tried to buy the land of the farmer of that municipality, offering them 7 pesos, which is nothing.
Y lo que la gente dijo es que la tierra no se vende, la tierra es de nosotros, los que las trabajamos aquí como campesinos.
And what the people said was that the land wasn't for sale, and it was belonging to the people who were working the land, the farmers. Puedo decir de lo que era ejido, ¿no?
Sí, ejido.
Because it was a communal land that belongs to the community, and that comes from the revolution in the beginning of 1900 with Zapata, when an article in the constitution give there are communal land that are kind of untouchable, that belongs to the people who are working.
En este año de 2001, la gente de Atenco ganó y pudo rechazar a este plan.
In 2001, the people of Atenco organized and they managed to make the government cancel this plan.
Pero hasta en el 2006, con el llamado de los zapatistas, que se llama la otra campaña, que es una convocatoria para que se unan toda la gente que lucha sin partido.
But up to 2006, and in 2005, there was the call from the Zapatista, this call called the Other Campaign, was an attempt to organize together with the people who are fighting outside the political system.
El Estado mexicano pudo, o se vengó de lo que le hicieron en el 2001, para el 2006, reprimió brutalmente a San Salvador Atenco.
And in 2006, the government had the chance to have a revenge over these people, and a brutal repression went on in this municipality of 3,000 people.
Y es lo que quiero mostrar aquí, de cómo la estrategia de los medios corporativos juegan un papel importante para criminalizar.
What I want to show here is how important was the role of mass media to criminalize the movement in Atenco.
Porque esa misma estrategia se ocupó en Oaxaca.
Because the same strategy has been used in Oaxaca just a month and a half
más,
later.
Más grande a la población. Lo que se hizo en Atenco fue una estrategia militar que se llama control de población.
In Atenco they implement a military strategy called population control.
Donde los militares cercan a una comunidad.
Where the military surrounded Atenco. Ponemos ya. No, di algo que lo cambien.
Aquí los medios comerciales manipulaban la información, lo que pasaba, la gente diciendo que eso era un grupo de delincuentes.
Mass media were manipulating information, calling for more police and criminalizing the movement, saying that the usual things, the a bunch of violent were driving all the show.
Y los medios independientes han sido bastantes acosados por esto, lo que se vivió, porque a partir de aquí es donde inicia una persecución de los medios independientes en México, no solo de Indy Media, sino otros medios libres que hay en México.
And of course he rose the role of alternative media as well. The alternative media has been targeted more and more by the state, not only in the media, but a lot of other alternative experience that are in Mexico.
Porque han jugado un papel importante en el proceso social que está viviendo México, como la difusión.
Because they play an important role in spreading information, raise awareness.
Y la denuncia a la violación de los derechos humanos.
And the denounces of human rights violation. We put a video.